ओम शांति। टुडे बाप दादा
चारों के बच्चों के तीन रूप देख रहे।
टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग three forms of the children everywhere. Just as you know the three forms of the father, in the same way,
बच्चों के भी तीन रूप देख रहे।
In the same way, he is seeing three forms of the children. In the same way, he is seeing three forms of the children. Which are the aim and qualifications of this confluence age. One form is of the Brahmin.
Dusra.
The second,
Vrishta.
Is the angelic Vrishta. Form. So one is the Brahmin form, the second is the angelic form,
Brahma.
And the third is the deity form. Brahmins are to become angels, and angels are to become deities. So, at present, now, what is the special aim that remains in front of you? Because you cannot become deities without becoming angels first. So, according to the present time, and according to your effort you make, your aim at this time is to become an angel.
Sangam Yoga ke Sampat Swarup,
the perfect form of the confluence age. Is an angel who will then become a deity. You know the definition of an angel. An angel means an angel means one who is light in relationships, sanskars and thoughts of the old world. To be light to be light in everything, even in old sanskars. So an angel means one who's light in relationships, sanskars and thoughts in the old world. To be light even in the old sanskars. Not just to be light in your old sanskars, nature and the world. But an angel means one who has
sarvake swa sanskar me harkapan,
one who has lightness even while coming into relationship with everyone and with everyone's nature and sanskars. What is the sign of this lightness? That is, how will we know that someone is light in nature, sanskar, relationships? Those angelic souls would be loved by everyone. Those angelic souls would be loved by everyone. Not loved by some only, but loved by all. Just as for the Father, for Father Brahma, you all consider him to be your father. You say, my Baba. So, an angel means one who is loved by everyone. Who is loved by everyone. Some children think that Brahma Baba was Brahma.
Yes.
But all of you have seen
Absaman.
But all of you have seen
Brahman Atma
amongst the Brahmin souls, just like yourself, that
Dadi,
your beloved Dadi, Dadi Prakash Mani, Baba is referring to Dadi, that your beloved Dadi was loved by everyone, and everyone said from their own experience with a lot of love, my Dadi. So each one would say, my Dadi. In terms of nature, sanskars, and while living in the old world, sansar, and while living in the old world, she remained loving and detached. She remained loving and detached. Everyone would say with her right, our Dadi, my Dadi. So what was the reason? She herself was light in her nature and sanskars. She herself was light in her nature and sanskars. She gave everyone the feeling of belongingness. She gave everyone the feeling of belongingness. She was an example. You also saw Jagatamba. But some think that well, she was the world mother. However, Dadi,
aap Brahman parivar jaisi,
was a companion of your Brahmin family.
Usse mukh se sadaiv.
Whenever you heard of her efforts, whenever you heard of her efforts, or if you asked her about efforts, she would always say, only one thing, and that was, now we have to become karmatit. That's what she would say. Now we have to become karmatit.
Karmatit ki lagan mein.
In that deep desire to become karmatit, she would also repeatedly remind others of the same thing, that we have to become karmatit, we have to become karmatit. She would tell this to everyone. So for every Brahmin, this should be the special aim and qualification. This should be the special aim and qualification that I have to become Karmatit, and for that I have to be light in everything. It is there, yes, but it is number wise. There should only be this desire now that I have to become an angel. I have to become an angel. Angel means the one. Angel means the one who is detached from the physical body. The one who always has a body of light. Angel means king of the physical organs. Angel means king of the physical organs. Bap Dada has told you earlier that in the whole cycle, there is only one Bap Dada who can say with that pride, with that pure pride, that each child of mine is a king child. King child means a master of the self. Each child of mine is a king child, a master of the self. So an angel is one. Who is a self-sovereign. Sovereign of the self. Master of the self. Such a self-sovereign is one with a form of light. Whenever you meet someone, who is stable in the light of the double light stage, then the awareness of the soul, the light, would be visible on that one's forehead. Whenever you meet someone who is stable in the light of the double light stage, then the awareness of the soul, the light, would be visible on that one, on that one's forehead. Now, always keep the aim and qualifications. Now, keep the aim and qualifications of intense efforts. Always in an emerged form. Now keep the aim and qualifications of intense effort always in an emerged form. Just as you saw in Father Brahma. That whenever anyone met him or took drishti from him, what was visible while talking to him? In the last stage too, you experienced in Brahma Baba's last stage, you know, before becoming Avyat, you experienced that even while talking, Father Brahma, would remain stable in the sweet bodiless stage. No matter how much service news others had to share, however, Baba would give them the experience of being bodiless in a second. Baba would make them experience becoming bodiless in a second. And if you were to check this in the Murlis, Baba would always remind you again and again, of the same lesson of the soul. Even in one murli, how many times it comes again and again, Baba reminds you again and again, I am a bodiless soul. Remember this, I am a bodiless soul. A shariri atma hoon. So now, according to the time, the little things, trivial things, the things in which you go into details, you know, detailed things, the things of nature and sanskar, that take you far away from your bodiless state, that take you far away from your bodily stage, should be stopped. Should be stopped. So now there has to be transformation. Now there has to be transformation. Bap Dada saw that the result of service is good. That the result of service is good. It is getting better and better. Majority of you have great zeal and enthusiasm for service, and you also continue to make plans. But together with doing service, together with doing service, it is also necessary to give the message. It is also necessary to give the message. Today also, Bap Dada, today also, Bap Dada saw the good result of the service of the different wings in different places. However, when you are in a bodiless stage, it requires less effort and creates a greater impact. Of course, people enjoy what you hear. They like it very much. But if they get an experience through the atmosphere and the drishti which makes them bodiless, that experience is never forgotten. So if they get an experience of the atmosphere or the drishti, they become bodiless, that experience which they get is never forgotten. So now, along with service, now, along with service, let there also be an addition of the concern, addition of the concern for becoming angelic. Give one or another experience of peace, happiness, joy, or spiritual love. Give one or another experience of this type, peace, happiness, joy, or spiritual love. They should get an experience of this through the love in your behavior. Through the love in your behavior and the hospitality you offer through your relationships and family, through your relationships and in your family, this they definitely experience. They depart with that experience. But now, specially pay attention to giving the feeling of super sensuous joy and spiritual intoxication of peace through the atmosphere and vibrations. So you have to pay attention to this, that you have to give them the feeling of super sensual joy and spiritual intoxication of peace through the atmosphere and your vibrations. Give them a special experience of one thing or another. Just as when people leave from here, they depart impressed with the systems they see here. They are impressed with the systems they see here, that they haven't found such a system anywhere else, even in their family. The love which they experienced here, they didn't get anywhere else. So too, they should depart also having experienced some such power or attainment from here. They should get an experience of some attainment from here. Up to now, they have just been saying that these Brahma Kumaris are doing good work. Then the knowledge they impart is very good. But who is the one who's giving them this knowledge? Who is running all this? Who is the source?
Baba Shabda.
they hear the word Baba from your mouth, and then they also start saying that it is their Baba. But then for them to say that Baba which is theirs is also my Baba, that revelation of the Father, that revelation of the Father is still incognito. They don't say it openly, that the one whom they are saying Baba, Baba, that one is also my Baba. They don't say this openly. They do say Baba, Baba. But it only emerges from a handful out of multi-millions. They say Baba, Baba, but very few out of multi-millions say, my Baba, I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. This only a few out of multi-millions will say. So what is the aim of the confluence age? What is the aim of the confluence age? That the Father of all of us has come. That the aim of the confluence age is to reveal to all that the Father of all of us has come. You are going to receive an inheritance from the Father, are you not? It's the Father who's going to give you the inheritance, is it not? So that influence will spread into the atmosphere through your angelic stage. So that influence will spread into the atmosphere through your angelic stage. They will begin to say that these people receive light. From these people we get light from their drishti. That the light of spirituality is visible in their drishti, and we get that light from that their drishti. This is what they will say. So now, have the aim of making intense effort to become. Now have the aim of making intense effort to become a double light angel. This is what your aim should be, to become a double light angel. I am a double light angel. While walking and moving around, increase the experience of the angelic form. Increase the experience of an angelic form. Increase the experience of the bodiless stage. Increase the experience of the bodiless stage. In one second, finish any thoughts. In 1 second, finish any thoughts. And become double light in your nature and sanskars. So become double light in your nature and sanskars. In 1 second, in your thoughts, some children say that they do remain light. They do remain light, but others don't know them. Others don't know that they are light. However, the light of such double light angels, that is, those who are double light, their light cannot remain hidden. Even the little physical light, just a small lamp or a torch, maybe just a matchstick. When you light a matchstick, it gives light that cannot remain hidden. So even a small torch light or a lit matchstick cannot remain hidden. Whereas this is spiritual light. This is spiritual light. And so, through your atmosphere, give them the experience of who you are. You know, whether it was Jagatamba or Dadi, they never said that no one knows them. They never said that they are double light, but no one knows that they are double light. Nobody said like that for them. Because through their atmosphere, they remained loving to all. Everyone loved them because of the vibrations they created. Everyone loved them. This is why the example of Dadi is given. Because for Father Brahma, they think that Shivaba was in his body. So for Father Shiv, they think he's incorporeal anyway. Well, Shivaba's incorporeal anyway. He's always bodiless. He's always detached and incorporeal. Where we are in the corporeal body and therefore corporeal bodily beings. We are living in such a big gathering and we are living in the midst of everyone's sanskars. So Shiva Baba, Brahma Baba are different. So how can we be compared to them? Or they be compared to us? But Baba says, to harmonize the sanskars. To harmonize the sanskars means to become an angel. To harmonize the sanskars means to become an angel. Seeing the sanskars of others, some children become disheartened. They say, Baba is very good. Father Brahma is very good. Knowledge is very good. The attainments here are very good. However, to harmonize your sanskars, your nature, means to be loving to everyone. Not loving to just some. Because some children say, they have love for someone, it is because of their speciality. This one lecture is very good, she speaks very well. This one has this very good speciality. So this one has this speciality and that one has that speciality. She speaks very well. But love in this way actually is an obstacle. These obstacles come in your way of becoming angels. You may be you may be loving of everyone, but you, the soul, are detached. So, be loving of all, not with your speciality, but with the stage of your detachment. They should not have love for you because of your speciality. But they shouldn't say, I like this one's virtue very much and therefore I like this person. They may imbibe your speciality, but to be loving just because of his, but just to love just because of his speciality, that would be wrong. So an angel means who is loved by all, and that one loves everyone. Each one should say mine. There should be the feeling of belongingness. Two things create obstacles in attaining an angelic stage. Two things create obstacles. One is the awareness of the body. One is the awareness of the body. And everyone has the natural experience of that. The awareness of the body of 63 births arises naturally. And the other is the ego of the body. One is the awareness of the body, the bhan, and the other is abhiman, the ego. The awareness of the body and the ego of the body. The further you progress in knowledge, the more you sometimes have ego of your own self. And that ego brings you down. Why is there ego of the body? Or what is the ego of the body? Whatever speciality you have, there is the arrogance of that speciality. There is the arrogance of that speciality. I am no less, that one will say. Everyone loves my lectures. I speak very well. The service that I do creates an impact. Whatever your talent may be, somebody may say, my handling is very good, I handle everyone very well. Or someone will say, the way I give course to others is very good. People like when I'm speaking to them or I'm giving them the course. So as you go ahead, as you make further progress in knowledge or in service, there is this arrogance of the self, or you have this arrogance of the self. And the second, you have love for the virtue or talent or speciality of others. So you have love for that virtue, speciality, talent of another one and be attracted towards that one. However, what would you remember? You would remember only body consciousness, is it not? You will remember someone's body she will say, so and so has a very good intellect, or my handling is very good. So those who move forward in service or their efforts with this arrogance, they, when they are moving forward, this arrogance comes in them. So this is, so you have to check this also. And someone who has arrogance, and the method to check whether you have arrogance or not, the one who has arrogance, if by mistake also somebody says something against him, maybe against his thoughts, against his handling, his talents, or his specialities, immediately he feels he's upset. He feels that he's insulted. So because his arrogance, he feels insulted immediately. And the second sign is that anger will come in that one very easily. So whenever someone insults them, or their ideas, advice, talents, the handling, immediately they get a feeling of that. And when they feel insulted, an even more subtle sign of that is, it will create anger in them. There is also bossiness. Now that will never allow them to become angels. So such sanskars will never allow you to become angels. So according to the present time, Bap Dada is giving you a signal once again. Reveal in your life the angelic form, the last form of the confluence age. Angelic form is the last stage of the confluence age which you have to reveal. Bring it into the corporeal form. By becoming an angel, it will become very easy to become bodiless also. So, check yourself. Make sure there isn't attachment even to your own speciality or to someone else's speciality in a subtle way. So make sure there isn't that attachment. Also check whether there is any arrogance. Sometimes, even over a trivial matter, some children's stage fluctuates. Then, instead of having a happy heart and a happy face, either their face is full of thoughts or full of worry, either chintan or chinta. So either full of thoughts or full of worry, their face becomes. And while moving along, they also become disheartened. So instead of being happy-hearted, they become disheartened. So, did you understand? Now,
Sangam Yoga ke.
Now,
last stage.
Now, make the sanskars of the angelic stage, the last stage of the confluence age, emerge. Now, make the sanskars of the angelic stage, the last stage of the confluence age, emerge. You saw in Father Brahma. So you have to just follow the Father. That's all. How many children experienced in the last stage of Brahma Baba, when they came to relate their news, then that time Baba would be beyond the news and beyond the sound. They would be beyond the news and beyond the sound. You experienced that, didn't you, from Brahma Baba? They would come to relate news of situations. They would come having made many plans, thinking, I will tell this to Baba, I will tell that to Baba, I will ask Baba this and ask Baba that. You know, that's what these thoughts they would bring in their mind. But when they came in front of Baba, they would even forget what they had to say. They would even forget what they had to say. This is the angelic stage. So what lesson did you make from today? Who am I? An angel. Remain beyond situations, specialities, even your own specialities, and the awareness of the body. Be a double light angel. Because without becoming an angel, you cannot claim a high status of a deity. You will go to the golden age anyway, because you have become the children. You will certainly get the inheritance. But you will not get an elevated status. You have made the promise, haven't you, that you will always remain together with Bap Dada, with Brahma Baba, you will also rule together, although you may not sit on the throne, but you will at least claim a right to the royal family. You have seen the royal court of that place, have you not? those who have a right to the royal court, they also have a tilak and a crown. The tilak of the kingdom and the sign of a kingdom is the crown. The tilak of the kingdom and the sign of a kingdom is the crown. So, you have to become a self-sovereign over a long period of time. Not just occasionally or sometime only, but it has to be for a long period of time. Although a self-sovereign, although you may not sit on the throne, but at least you can claim a right to become part of the royal family. Acha, okay.
Acha, acha.
Okay. The new ones, the first timers who have come for the first time, stand up. All the first timers, stand up. So all the first timers are standing up. So it looks like 3/4 of this gathering has stood up. 3/4 of this gathering has stood up. So all those who have come here for the first time to meet the Father, first, so birthday congratulations for meeting the Father in the corporeal form. So you are meeting Bap Dada in the corporeal form.
Baba, so, Gujarat jo unka turn hai. Gujarat.
Baba, it is the turn of Gujarat zone. All those of Gujarat now stand up. All from Gujarat, so many from Gujarat. Okay, the new ones, the first timers, others of Gujarat, sit down. The first timers of Gujarat, they stand up only. Only the first timers of Gujarat stand up. The first time those who have come to meet the Father from Gujarat.
जो केवल गुजरात से आए हैं पहली बार बाबा से मिलने के लिए वही उठेंगे उसके अलावा अन्य स्थान के लोग बैठ जाएंगे
ओके वेव टू बाबा वेव टू बाबा इट्स गुड एट लीस्ट यू हैव कम इट्स गुड दैट यू हैव ऑल कम You saw your Madhuban. You saw your Madhuban. You saw Bap Dada's Madhuban. So congratulations for that. Now rest of all Gujarat also stand up. Baba is making them do good exercise. Now all Gujarat stand up. From the beginning, Bap Dada has considered Gujarat to be the next room of Madhuban. You know, Dadi would always say, whenever Baba wanted hands or some sevadaris, Dadi would say, just clap and Gujarat will come to serve. It is so easy for Gujarat to come to Madhuban. Bab Dada has considered Gujarat to be the next room of Madhuban. Because you have paid attention to service, service has grown. Bab Dada is pleased with you. But now, greater attention needs to be paid to Dharana. Because at the end, even if you want to do seva, you will not be able to do service. Whatever you have done up to now, that's all. That's what it will be. At that time, the only thing that will be useful, is your angelic life. Being bodiless or putting a full stop in a second. It's this which is going to really help you. And everything is going to happen suddenly. Even if you have done service but not practiced this of becoming bodiless or applying a dot in a second, you will not be successful. Of course, you have to engage yourself in service, but you have to keep a balance of both. Service and dharana, service and self-stage. Bab Dada is repeatedly giving the signal that everything is going to happen suddenly, and it will happen in such circumstances. When there'll be chaos everywhere. Therefore, no one should complain to Baba that Baba didn't tell anyone about it. Therefore, Baba is saying again and again, Baba is giving different signals, the signal in different ways. You receive the fruit and marks for service you do, definitely. There are four subjects, so you will receive the marks for service too. But there are also three other subjects in which you have to pay attention to. If you claim marks only in one subject, you claim good marks in one subject but less marks in the other three, what number will you receive? So what number will you receive if you get good marks only in one subject but not in the other three subjects? You should claim the first number in all four subjects. This is the pure desire that Bab Dada has for all the children. Okay, you may sit down. It's good. Okay, now Baba is going to give you answer. To all the children from everywhere. Who have a happy heart, a true heart, and a clean heart. So, who have a happy heart, a true heart, and a clean heart with in every thought, then every desire of theirs is fulfilled. This means that whatever thought you have, you get success in that. So seeing all the children from everywhere with all these three specialities, which specialities? A big heart, clean heart, and a true heart. So those who have all these three specialities, Bap Dada is pleased with them. Bap Dada is pleased with them more than multi-million times. So this song is automatically played when Bap Dada sees them. Wow, my children. Baba keeps saying, wow, my children who are worthy of claiming congratulations. Om Shanti. Once less, 5th February 2009. Now, Dadi Janki is going to share her feelings. Baba said, true heart, big heart, honest heart, this is what we see in the Dadis. Now we will hear from Dadi Janki. All of you remain seated, nobody should get up. We will get more blessings. And Baba has already said that you will achieve everything, all your desires will be fulfilled if you have a clean heart.
Om Shanti.
Dada says it. Dadiji says it with all her strength. So, according to your aim, you get your qualifications. So, we have got a very good aim of becoming an angel, and accordingly, we are imbibing the qualifications. So, we say, Baba, you are wonderful. We are easy yogis, we are Raj yogis, we are yogis in action too. While eating, walking, talking, we are yogis. Where do we stay? As we are moving along, we are in an angelic form. We have to become an angel now. If not now, then when else will we become angels? These days are so lovely. Baba is still with us. Baba is with us. We are his companions. He is our companion. Isn't he a wonderful companion? Isn't it a wonder of Baba? Baba is blessing us from the heart. He's also giving us the true medicine to keep us strong. Baba is giving us that medicine too. Without our asking, he's giving us automatically. He's blessing us. So, wonderful blessings we receive from Bap Dada. So seeing such a huge gathering here, you are showing the gathering also of this gathering to everyone. You are also showing Baba to everyone. So the ones who are doing this job, also there was bhog offered. Yeah, so today's day was a wonderful day. Isn't it wonderful? Such a wonderful day it is. Murli was wonderful. Well, the heart felt, let me keep on listening and listening and listening to the Murli. We hear from our ears, but it affects the heart. It goes in through the ears and touches the heart. Is it not? Baba is the comforter of all hearts.
जो कोई कुछ करता कराता है
whoever
मैं तो यही कहूँ
does something
उसमें
बाबल I think how much he receives well my wish is that we become an angel right now deity will be in the future but angel we can become right now so are we already angels or are we going to become angels are we already angels have we already become angels or are we still to become angels I'm asking the teachers here all the brothers and sisters see everywhere such a beautiful atmosphere such a beautiful vibrations around everyone in such a peaceful loving state happy state everyone's face is sparkling what words to describe the feeling now is really a wonder is it not every 15 days we get a new gathering Muni Ben has arranged this every 15 days so this fruit is here is it for everyone it's for those who are on the stage you get this fruit to those who are on the stage so we are all happy we are all pleased we are all satisfied there's one magazine somebody prints khush razi happy and pleased that's the name of the magazine
nahi aapko sankalp bhave hamari dadi hum bahut achhi hai ek ek ko bhai mera kaan dusra bhi rakho
mera my brothers Neve bhai is there, Bridgman bhai is there.
Dil kehta hai. Muni ben, ab kabhi dil kehta hai na.
Muni ben, you also should say something. Ratan Mohini dad is also thinking of saying something. So everyone has to say something, two words. I know what you will say. Everyone is happy. Everyone is happy. Nobody is upset. Nobody gets upset. Nor does he allow anybody else to get upset. Because I always say to myself, Baba, I say to Baba, Baba, you are looking after me so well, so well. Although I have gone ahead of 100 years, But I always say, thanks Baba, my Baba, my Baba, sweet Baba, beloved Baba, thank you Baba, thank you Baba, Baba is mine, I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me, so Baba will say, you are my daughter, my child. In Hindi we say female and male separate. So not bachcha but bachchi. Baba would say, don't go anywhere, just sit here. Sometime Baba would tell me, go child, go and serve. Don't sit here, you have to go and serve. Sometime Baba would say, no, sit here, don't go anywhere. So it's Baba who is doing everything, it's nothing in my hand. I never say that I am doing anything. Baba is getting it done. I'm doing nothing. Who am I and whom do I belong to? I think only of these two things. I don't think of anything else. You also have to do the same. Who am I? A soul. I'm a soul with mind, intellect and sanskars. My mind has become very quiet. Seeing Baba, the intellect has received the whole essence of knowledge and the sanskars are being filled with power and in this way we are creating such an atmosphere. Though I may not raise my hand of blessing, but at least my attitude, my drishti, my feelings, all the three are doing this service. They are in a, serving in a natural form, not just through words, but naturally. We are not just saying for the sake of saying, but we are naturally doing it. Okay. Now, give to everyone. I heard in the program that this morning Nirbhay Bhai gave a class. You gave a class. Nirbhay Bhai gave a class. Very good. Very good. Okay. So now, Nirbhay Bhai will share a few words of blessings and then there'll be a song. Dari is so enthusiastic. Someone, this one should speak, that one should speak. And they're telling Dari, everybody will speak. Don't worry. But so enthusiastic she is. Nirbhay Bhai is saying, it's my fortune that Dadi is saying with so much love to me to speak. You have to understand Dadi's signals. And understanding Dadi's signals and saying, yes Dadi, to everything. This is what we have learned from Baba. This meeting of today, the way in which Bap Dada spoke, on one hand Baba went to the depth of knowledge, and on the other hand he also went into the depth of dharana, and along with that remembered Gujarat and the way he praised Gujarat. So congratulations to Gujarat for praising, for getting so much praise from Baba. In one line Baba said, Madhu, it is the next room of Madhuban, Gujarat. It's a big thing. For no other zone, Baba says, although Abu is in Rajasthan, but to Rajasthan Baba doesn't say room of Madhuban. But the Gujarat, Baba says, a room of Madhuban, next room of Madhuban. It is because it is so huge. It is so, the maximum number of centers are in Gujarat state. And everyone is, they're so close-knitted to each other, so much helpful to each other. That's what I've seen in Gujarat. And the basis of all that is that every week, in every center, they always keep a Brahma Bhojan, always. Meals for everyone in the family. So it is said if the family members sit together and meet together and eat together, they're always cooperative to each other. So this is what Gujarat does. They have set an example of really having Brahma Bhojan every week, inviting everyone for Brahma Bhojan. And the rest, others too, usually even those who come from abroad, they come, they are mainly Gujaratis who come, even from abroad some come. They stay in a Lotus House, and those of Lotus House and those of Sukshanti Bhavan, they also look after the guests so well. I've seen Ahmedabad is really the room of Madhuban, Lotus House does so much service of everyone. Well, the rest, of course, those who live in Madhuban, they are doing so much service. Other zones are also here, they also do a lot of service. But today's Murli which we heard, did you feel that this is Murli revised, it was revised 10 years ago, or did you feel that Baba speaking right now? So we should all thank the Dadi Gulzar. She's also watching the video, she's watching on Peace of Mind channel, this whole program. So we should thank Gulzar Dadi for this. She must be watching this, she must be hearing what is being spoken from the stage, and each one's desire is, Dadi Gulzar, come back to Madhuban, come as quickly as possible, come and at least give drishti to all and give that joy, that fulfillment through your drishti at least. So come to Madhuban soon. So Dadi's part is very special, and nearly 50 years we have heard Bab Dada speaking. So Baba left the body in 69 and now it's 2018, so 50 years, and we are going to celebrate Golden Jubilee of Avyakt Bab Dada next year. Golden Jubilee celebration of Avyakt Bab Dada. And what do you have to do for that? Each one has to make his stage golden and reveal Baba through this. This is the biggest donation we can give to Baba. And then Dadi will come, and then of course each one will give their, share their feelings with Bab Dada. And of course, Madhuban is Madhuban when we feel Madhuban, when the whole world comes here, because it is a own home of everyone. All over the world, there are so many members, so much, such a large family. I'm seeing from the stage, what we can see from the stage is so wonderful. In the same way, the whole world is like here in a subtle form. All the brothers, sisters are sitting here in a subtle form. And why? Because those of Gujarat are very clever in giving hospitality. And therefore, they come to Gujarat very often because you give a lot of hospitality. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti. So we have only one pure thought now, that Dadi Gulzar should come back to Madhuban as soon as possible. And we are sure Baba is listening to this thought, and very soon Dadi Gulzar will be in our midst. Dadi is also watching how everyone is remembering her. Neelu Ben is also being given the message. Maybe Dadi will say Om Shanti through telephone. Let's see. We'll have to wait. So Dadi is going to say Om Shanti now from Bombay. From Mumbai, Dadi Gulzar is in Mumbai, and she's listening, and she's going to say Om Shanti to us. Om Shanti, Gulzar Dadi said, from Mumbai.
Hello?
Everyone is hearing. Shardaban is telling Dadi. So, you are remembering Dadi. Neelu Ben is speaking. Dadi is watching everyone, whatever, whereby he spoke for Dadi Jan, for Dadi Gulzar, she heard, and she's also smiling a great deal, And she's saying, yes to Nirvair Bhai, tell, Dad is saying, tell Nirvair Bhai, lots of love and remembrance. Baba has filled everyone with so much love and your remembrance is reaching me. And Daddy is giving lot of love and remembrance to everyone. And he's saying, Om Shanti. Daddy is also watching the whole gathering. She's so happy to watch this gathering. She's telling everyone, see how lovely this gathering is. It's looking so beautiful. So all your feelings have reached Daddy. So your good, your feelings, your love is reaching Daddy, and Daddy will become all right soon and will surely come to Madhuban soon.
Thank you, Nilupe.
Okay. So we all clap for Daddy Gulzar. Let Daddy's clap, your clap reach Daddy's ears. She's also remembered all of you. Your feelings have reached Daddy and one day she'll surely come very, very soon, no doubt. Now we'll hear from Ratan Mohini Daddy.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
कितना वंडरफुल समागम है
इट इज सच अ वंडरफुल गैदरिंग हियर
तरफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा की मुरली सुनी
ऑन वन हैंड वी हर्ड अव्यक्त बाप दादाज मुरली एंड द अदर थिंग टू द होल गैदरिंग सी दिस गैदरिंग सो फार टिल सो द एंड देयर आर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स सिटिंग हियर You know, over 18,000 are here, over 18,000, and the rest are Madhuban, so nearly 20,000 brothers and sisters have reached here. The whole hall is full, and I can also see how everybody is getting prasad, Baba Stoli, all happening at the same time. What Daddy is seeing in front of her, And how Baba is, it's a wonder, is it not? How the whole world is also listening, although it's happening here, but the whole world is listening. It's a wonder, is it not? Every moment is special. Every occasion is special. So, let us be happy all the time, in every situation. We have to be happy. We have to give happiness to all. Be happy, make others happy, and have a happy face, joyful face. In this way, give good wishes to all, and be happy and make everyone happy. So in this way, we show our happiness and singing, dancing in happiness. And in this way, the days of confluence age will also finish, will end. And then we will be in Baba's home. One day all together in Baba's home. We all have to go back. So Dadiji, how... so many activities going on in the hall, Dadi said that. So those brothers and sisters who haven't yet taken gift from Baba's home, those who are staying in Shantivan, it is for them, that they will get gift from Baba's home tomorrow morning in the conference hall after Murli. This is not for double foreigners, only for those who are staying in Shantivan. And now, Madhurvani group is going to sing a song.
गीत के बोल हैं आपसे बाबा ये महफिल
बाबा
खुशियां हैं आवाज
In this presence, in your presence, this gathering looks so lovely, so beautiful. It's because you are here with us.
Om Shanti, kripya dhyan dijiye. Jo bhai behan kal subah demo train se jane wale hain, kripya 3 baje
tomorrow morning. Many are going by 6 o'clock train because they are from Gujarat. So 6 o'clock train goes from Abu Road to Gujarat. They have to be at 3 o'clock at the railway station. So the whole gathering is saying from the heart, thank you Baba, thank you Baba. We are all thanking Baba.
बाबा ये महफिल ये खुशियाँ है आबाद सारे मिलके कहते दिल से बाबा धन्यवाद हमें बनाने वाले खुशियों में उड़ाने वाले दिल करता है याद ओ बाबा धन्यवाद ओ बाबा धन्यवाद आप बाबा ये महफिल ये खुशियां है आबाद तालियां बजा सकते हैं बेहद प्यार लुटाते हो दिल पैत पर बिठाते हो हर एक मेरा राजा बच्चा कहकर मान बढ़ाते हो
बेहद प्यार लुटाते हो दिल पैत पे बिठाते हो हर एक मेरा राजा बच्चा कहकर मान बढ़ाते हो
प्यारी प्यारी शिक्षाओं को सदा ही रखना सारे दिल के कहते दिल से बाबा धन्यवाद हमें बनाने वाले खुशियों में उड़ाने वाले दिल करता है यार ओ बाबा धन्यवाद ओ बाबा धन्यवाद आपसे बाबा ये महफिल ये खुशियां है आबाद फिर फरिश्ता बन उड़ना और उड़ाना है सोच लिया है हमने भी अब आप सा बन जाना है
कर्मा तीर्थ फरिश्ता बन उड़ना और उड़ाना है सोच लिया है हमने भी अब आप सा बन जाना है
सुनते सुनते उड़ने लगे हम बन बन की आजाद सारे मिलके कहते दिल से बाबा धन्यवाद फरिश्ता हमें बनाने वाले खुशियों में उड़ाने वाले दिल करता है यार ओ बाबा धन्यवाद ओ बाबा धन्यवाद आपके बाबा ये महफिल ये खुशियां है आबाद
साथ अभिनंदन करें बाबा का।
सेवाओं के साथ साथ धारणा पर भी हो ध्यान, आपकी शुभ आशा है मेरे बच्चे बने समान।
सेवाओं के साथ साथ धारणा पर भी हो ध्यान, आपकी शुभ आशा है मेरे बच्चे बने समान।
मधुबन का एक कमरा है सुनकर खुश है गुजरा,
सुंदर मधुरवाणी ने महफिल को रौनक मिला दिया। और अभी फिर आदरणीय ब्रिजमोहन भाई,
नाउ ब्रदर ब्रिजमोहन इज गोइंग टू स्पीक,
अभिव्यक्त करेंगे।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। ब्रिजमोहन भाई स्पीकिंग।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
गुजरात की बहुत सी विशेषताएं हैं।
गुजरात हैज मेनी स्पेशलिटीज।
गुजरात बाबा को प्यारा है।
दिस इज बाबा लाइक्स गुजरात वेरी मच।
ये गुजर गई रात।
द वर्ड गुजरात इज मीन्स गुजर गई रात, मीन्स द नाइट इज ओवर। रात मीन्स नाइट, गुजर गई मीन्स गॉन। सो The night is over for Gujarat, the day has come for Gujarat.
Shri Krishna ke bhagat hain.
Those of Gujarat are devotees of Krishna. If you go to Mathura, then actually so many Gujaratis come to Mathura. Shri Krishna is the first prince of golden age, so they have a lot of, Gujaratis have a lot of relationship with Krishna. Thirdly, Baba has said that Gujarat is Madhuban's next home, next room. Room came later. First, Abu used to be in Gujarat before. You know, Abu used to be in Gujarat before. Therefore, it's just a room of Abu. And if you see in the history of India, Gujarat has created many leaders. Gandhiji was from Gujarat, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was from Gujarat, Morarji Desai from, and also today's Prime Minister Modi ji also from Gujarat. So if from Kaurav dynasty, so many leaders also from Pandav government, many leaders must be from Gujarat. Ramesh Bhai used to say that Gujaratis have a very good speciality. I'll tell you what he used to say. You'll be happy to hear your speciality. Ramesh Bhai used to say that those of North India, they eat wheat, and those of South India eat lot of rice. But Gujaratis eat both, wheat as well as rice. This is also the speciality. And also so many brothers and sisters come from Gujarat. Even our double foreigners, many who come, they are from Gujarat, and also they come via Gujarat. They not only come from Gujarat, from Ahmedabad, but they also go from Gujarat, from Ahmedabad, the international airport at Ahmedabad. So many come and go, you know. When they reach India, they come to Ahmedabad. Baba gave a very lovely example of Dadi Prakash Maning, how she in a very incognito way attained the stage of Karmatit. She used to always say, we have to become Karmatit, we have to become Karmatit. She had a speciality that for her, everyone was loving. Everyone, she loved everyone. Everyone loved her and she loved everyone. So if we also make effort of becoming an angel, Baba said to her, each one is a king child. So how happy we should be that each one of us is a God child. In golden age, of course, all of us will come. But if you want to come ahead in the kingdom, then you have to make efforts for that. Okay, now 3 minutes in Baba's remembrance, and then we all will go back to Mount Abu. Om Shanti.